You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora, Latia. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm all right. I'm a bit congested.
Oh, no. Tis the season.
Not COVID.
That's great to hear. That's at least a positive.
Yeah.
It's definitely snotty season, bit of hay fever, bit of various colds going around as well. So I hope you get a good rest this weekend and get to watch some TV. But what have you been watching this week?
Well, this week I'm talking about The Changeling, which is a new Apple TV show. It came out in September, but I think it is definitely one that got very much lost with the whole actor strike. I didn't see a lot of promo for it.
Right.
I only saw a tiny bit of promo, but I got really excited about it, and then I think it just got washed out with everything. So I haven't seen many people talk about it online. I haven't seen much discourse, but I was like, I really want to watch it and talk about it.
Yes, please. So what is the show? What's the vibe? Who's in it?
Okay, so it is a dark fantasy set in New York City, and it's about a couple, Emma and Apollo. And Apollo's played by the amazing Lakeith Stanfield from Atlanta. Amazing, amazing actor.
He's so fantastic. I feel like underrated is not quite the right word, because people know he's amazing, but also he's just sort of quietly amazing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, he can be weird in such a good way.
Totally.
But he's like a real chameleon with roles. So he's very versatile and quite surprising and unpredictable, which love as an actor. And then Clark Bacco, who plays Emma, his wife. It sort of revolves around their love story. They meet, she gets pregnant, or they get married, she gets pregnant. But there's all these kind of cuts between the night, it goes back in time, and then you see these flashes of something very weird and supernatural happening. Ooh. And basically the whole premise is about they have a baby, but then she kind of mentally spirals, goes missing, and he has to go through this sort of fantastical, dark, depraved odyssey through New York and kind of these beyond the realm to find her. And it is quite quite complex. It is jumping between timelines. There's this whole bit about she goes to Brazil, and then she meets this sort of witch woman who grants her three wishes and ties this thing around her wrist, and once it falls off, her wishes will come true. But when she gets back to New York, Apollo's like, haha, like, stuff that, and like cuts the thing off her wrist, which is like, oh no, the bad juju's gonna start.
It is
really interesting, but it is quite like, there's a lot of jumping between different places and realms and flashes. And I accidentally watched, I do this all the time, I watch episodes out of order by mistake.
Oh, no.
I got it on one, and then I went to three, and I was like, I'm not a fan of exposition, but I'm so confused. And then I realized, this is my fault. I've missed a whole 40 minutes.
I have a friend who watched Bad Little Lies, or what was the Reese Witherspoon show?
Oh, Big Little Lies.
Big Little
Favorite
Lies.
White woman drama.
Absolutely.
Favorite white woman drama of all time.
100%. It's so much fun and it's really good. But they watched the last episode first and they were like,
oh no.
How are you supposed to be invested? Because I know who did it the whole time.
Over.
And then literally like three episodes later, they realized what they had done. And it was pretty gutting. They still enjoyed it, but it's easy to do in this day and age of binging online. The jumpiness sounds like it's a wee bit distracting in this show, but is it still got enough in it to keep you kind of hooked?
Yeah, I would say it's sort of mysterious. So you're kind of, it'll play out kind of present day, and then you'll get a flashback, and there's enough exposition so you understand like who we're watching in, say, 1960s New York. But then there'll be these sort of, maybe I'd call them memory cuts or flashes of sort of these supernatural beings, or Emma or Apollo sort of thrust into these very dark worlds, and you're like, hang on, what was that? Rewind. But then it's teasing what's to come.
And
it does have enough mystery, and I think it's got quite a lot of bite to it. Like, I think it is going to get pretty dark from third episode. The whole premise of her going missing actually doesn't happen until the end of the second episode. So I think it is one that is a little bit of a slow burn. So I was kind of like, okay, hurry up. Can she go now? It's kind of building towards it. And then I think that's when Apollo Lakeith's character really has to kind of dive into this sort of very dark realm. And I love dark fantasy, and I think it is hard to pull off, though, particularly in a TV series, because there is a lot of world building that has to be done.
Can quickly get quite corny.
Yeah. And I think there's shows like Lovecraft Country, which came out a few years ago, which I think initially started off really well and then really unraveled by kind of midway through it. So I'm interested to see how this propels forward. It's also directed by one of my favourite directors at the moment, Melina Matsoukas, who did like Queen and Slim. Mm. She did Beyonce's Formation video, a lot of Insecure. So amazing director. So it's beautifully shot, very visually stunning. But it is something different. We don't have a lot of good dark fantasies out kind of late, and it's, I think, a very well-produced drama. So if you're kind of into mysterious dark fantasy sort of things of the other realm, kind of witchy things, this probably is a good one for you to get into.
Awesome. I'm interested because I was just having a Google as we were talking. The way they are marketing it is as a like horror adjacent show, which I wonder if that's because they're trying to be like, don't worry guys, we're not corny. Like, I think that might be, they're trying to capture an audience that might not be interested in watching a dark fantasy, and they're trying to be like, trust me, you're going to like it. So that's maybe also interesting to note, that they definitely think it's got a reach that sits outside maybe the normal audience who would watch something like Lovecraft Country, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I would say the first two, well, three, because I've watched them a bit badly out of order, but it's sort of more, it starts I think a bit more kind of unnerving, and then it's not kind of gory or frightening, but I think what I'm sensing is that once you get past sort of episode three, it starts to delve into quite darker, a bit more like intense. I think it is marketed as like an adult horror slash dark fantasy. It's sort of tipping into that world, because there are things that I'm like, oh yeah, not as far as I think something like American Horror Story, those really early seasons, like Coven, one of my favourite series of all time. Not like as kind of weird as Ryan Murphy would get, but it's still, it does get quite, I think it's going to get quite intense as the episodes go on.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Latia. It sounds fantastic. Remind us of the name and where to watch it.
It's The Changeling. It's on Apple TV.
Fabulous. Have a fantastic weekend and we'll see you next week.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.